Thank you, Dorothy. Our final collection of articles is a mixed selection, but starts off with news about Norwich Airport.
It might boast some of the nation's best beaches, but the 7-hour journey by car, or more than 8 hours by train, to get to Cornwall from Norwich has meant for many it was just too far away. But from next April, sun and surf seekers to the adrenaline junkie paradise known as Newquay will be able to get there from Norwich in just 80 minutes, the same amount of time it takes to drive to King's Lynn. New daily Loganair flights will link the county to Cornwall, an ideal family holiday destination with its stretches of sandy beaches, and also gives a boost to local tourism and business from the daily plane loads of people coming into Norwich for leisure or work. Richard Pace, Managing Director of Norwich Airport, welcomed Loganair's expanding commitment to Norwich. This is a further example of Norwich providing and strengthening the essential links East Anglia needs to have with important destinations for the benefit of our business community and leisure consumers. Newquay will be the fifth route at the airport. The airline is already the largest operator at Norwich, offering regular flights to Edinburgh, Aberdeen, Manchester, and Jersey, and employing more than 30 pilots, cabin crew, and engineers locally. The new service launches on April the 3rd, 2020. Monday and Friday services will operate throughout the summer, with extra Sunday services from May to September, and an extra Wednesday flight in July and August.
A vision to treble passenger numbers at Norwich Airport has been endorsed by city councillors, despite questions being asked over the scheme's environmental impact. The airport's draft master plan, which was unveiled in 2017, outlines Boss's ambitions to increase passenger numbers from 520,000 to 1.4 million by 2045, boost the range of worldwide destinations offered to travellers, expand the existing terminal building and increase car parking facilities, and build a 500-metre extension of the main runway. At a meeting of Norwich City Council's Cabinet, councillors agreed to endorse the draft master plan, despite Green councillor Martin Schmierer's querying the council's assessment of the decision as carbon and pollution neutral. Labour Cabinet Member for Sustainable Growth, Mike Stonard, recommended councillors endorse the plan and said there were no direct financial implications arising from the report. But, commenting on an impact assessment of the endorsement, Mr. Schmierer asked the Cabinet to justify why the scheme's environmental impact, in terms of transport, waste, pollution, sustainability and climate change, had been mooted as neutral. "I can't see how that conclusion can be supported," he said. "As we know, aviation is one of the biggest producers of CO2 emissions. The altitude at which the planes fly damages the ozone layer, and the impact on the environment cannot be overstated." But the Council's Regeneration Director, Graham Nelson, told the Cabinet the assessment was of the impact of the endorsement and not of the actual master plan.
Trains designed to blast leaves off railway lines are just one of a number of measures to keep passengers on the move this autumn. Following months of planning, 6 leaf-busting trains will now operate around the clock to minimise disruption caused by leaves on the line. Leaves falling cause problems as they stick to damp rails and passing trains compress them into a thin, slippery black layer on the rail, which can affect braking distance and reduce traction and acceleration. The specialist railhead treatment trains will blast leaves off the track using high-pressure water jets, then coat the rail with a gel which provides more grip to the train to prevent delays caused by slippery rails. Network Rail will also deploy response teams across the route to carry out daily inspections to remove the build-up of leaves in a number of hotspots. Rail passengers using Greater Anglia intercity service between Norwich and London are being advised to check before they travel this autumn, as some trains will leave earlier than usual until mid-December. From Monday, October the 7th until Friday, December the 13th, Greater Anglia intercity trains leaving Norwich, Diss, Stowmarket, Ipswich and Manningtree before 7:30 a.m. will depart up to 5 minutes earlier between Monday and Friday. The changes, which are made every year, are brought in to ensure that customers still arrive in London on time in the autumn by allowing train drivers more time to brake and accelerate in the slippery conditions caused by compacted leaves.
A city councillor has hit back at criticism of a new cycle lane after a campaign group blasted the scheme as worrying, hazardous and disjointed. The new cycle route down Prince of Wales Road, part of a £2.75 million shake-up of Norwich city centre, was slammed by cyclists as embarrassing due to trees partially blocking the path. But Norwich City Council's transport chief insists their safety fears are unfounded. A member of the Norwich Cycling Campaign has raised fears about the scheme's design, claiming the layout of the new cycle track will leave road users vulnerable to passing cars. Jeff Jordan, committee member, said while the group were worried about the trees encroaching onto the cycle lanes, there were also other fears of the route which have sparked concern. But Mike Stonard, City Council Cabinet Member for Transport, hit back and insisted safety fears were unfounded. When we are designing schemes such as this, we have to balance the needs and safety of all road users, he said. That includes cyclists and pedestrians as well as drivers. The safety scheme has passed safety standards.
According to the Home Office data, there were 618 crimes reported around venues on near Prince of Wales Road from August 2018 to July 2019. The most common crimes recorded are, perhaps unsurprisingly, violent and sexual offences and antisocial behaviour. The street has long had a reputation for being troublesome, but Andy Gotts, chairman of Late Night Norwich, a group representing independent traders who want to raise issues and tackle challenges, says its reputation is unfair. People definitely want to shake off this reputation, he said, but it is well and truly ingrained. The reputation, as far as violence is concerned, is just completely unjust. The one for the condition of the road is arguable. Mr. Gotts, who runs the Fluke and Envy Clubs, said schemes put in place around scams and breathalysing, as well as the Ask Anglia initiative, where people can ask for Angela at a bar if they need help, were increasing safety. No one thing solves the challenges alone, but collectively it helps, he said. It was echoed by Steve King, who runs Stadia Sports Bar and Nightclub, and said it was a different picture to several years ago. In the early 1990s, it was pretty violent, very violent compared to now, he said. We might eject a few people on a Saturday night, but rarely do we have a fight. You are safer than you were then by a mile. Those living off the area may disagree. Concerns over antisocial behaviour and violence remain, particularly around areas such as King Street. But work is ongoing. In 2017, the street was given purple flag status, a mark of somewhere offering a safe, diverse and enjoyable night out.
And Norwich has been again awarded purple flag status for the quality and diversity of its nighttime offerings. Similar to the Blue Flag Award for beaches, the Purple Flag scheme aims to raise the standard and broaden the appeal of town and city centres between the hours of 5pm and 5am. Receiving the award for the third year in a row, Norwich has been recognised for its vibrant and diverse mix of dining, entertainment and culture, as well as for the work done to ensure the safety and well-being of visitors. Commenting on the award, Martin Blackwell, Head of Operations for Norwich Business Improvement District, he said, "We are delighted that once again Norwich has been recognised as a great place to come for your leisure and entertainment. This is a significant part of our economy and the wider offer of a city." Since 2007, Purple Flag status has been awarded to more than 70 towns and cities in the UK and Ireland.
Well, we have now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid. No stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. We are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Peter Dennington and Sophie Yeoman. Our recordist this week was Peter Murch, and the editor was Carol Mastravic. Chatterbox will be back next week, but for now, it's goodbye from
Kevin Ford
and Marianne Penn.